You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're going to dig into their obsession with rotting out the military. I'm talking about the commies. We're going to continue our talk about that. The most Atlanta story in the history of Atlanta. We're going to do a bunch of emails and many other things still this hour. Now, let's go back to what we were saying. Why do they do what they do in the military? Why are they working to infect the military so hard? Well, first, as we laid out before, they don't look at the military the way you look at the military for the simple fact they don't look at the country the way you look at the country. You look at, and you value, I should say, the military because you look at the military as something that protects America. You love America, the military protects America, that's a good thing. But what if I could reach inside of you and take that love of America out of you completely? What if you felt nothing for your country? Nothing. In fact, what if you kind of hated it? What if you felt like this country is the height of all evil and that burning it down is the best thing you could do? Now, I know you don't feel that way, but what if you did? Picture yourself like that. Now, how would you then look at the military? Well, if the country doesn't matter, if protecting the country doesn't matter, then the military simply becomes another tool for you to use. A tool that will help you gain power. A tool that will help you destroy your political enemies. Remember, I'm going to play this Pentagon spokesman here in a minute, Pentagon secretary. They're not destroying the military. They are building a different military for a different purpose because they don't even recognize your purpose. They don't recognize the purpose of building up the military nice and strong so we can take on China and Russia and defend America. Those thoughts never go through these people's minds. So when they do this stuff to our military, now you know why.
There is a stark difference between being allowed to exist in a space and being fully accepted and included there.
In case you're wondering, this is a Pentagon secretary speaking to a bunch of LGBTQ military people. Not even kidding.
Over the course of the past several years, we have worked to ensure department policies prohibit discrimination on the basis of gender identity or an individual's identification as transgender. We have also expanded access to care for service members and their dependents who identify as transgender. So we're proud of our progress, but we are not complacent. We continue to listen to the concerns of our service members up and down the ranks, and we want to get it right. We've heard concerns about policies affecting service members living with HIV and policies focused on the needs of non-binary service members. Please know our commitment is resolute, just as it has been over the past 3.5 years, to continue our progress in full alignment with our focus on readiness and our focus on the well-being of our people, on which our readiness depends.
Veterans are killing themselves at record pace. Can't get access to medical care. The recruiting numbers are eye-popping, and these are just the articles that are public. I have many, many military sources, guys who are currently in. It's so much worse than you can imagine. They're having to flat-out cancel positions because they can't find the bodies. People don't want to join. The guys who are in, so many of them are trying to get out. We can't recruit. We can't retain. And yet the communist is full steam ahead with all the degenerate filth that has run those guys out. Why? He's building a new military. Why? Because he believes in using power wherever he gets his hands on it. He is not lackadaisical about it. He's not laissez-faire about it. He views power as something to be used. To the communist, the sword should never stay in the sheath. You were given a sword so you can cut some people with it. That's how he looks at it. You want another example? This is from the Daily Caller. Biden administration weighed using school children to help register Dem-leaning voters. These are Indian kids on Indian reservations. The Biden administration, we now know from digging like this, courtesy of the Daily Caller, they were planning on getting to the Indian kids because Indians are more likely to vote Democrat than Republican, and get the Indian kids to bring voter registration home to their Indian parents, and this was going to be an official government act. Again, you don't even think like this. I don't think like this. And I believe in using power. I do not believe in hands off. I do not believe any longer in live and let live. And even things like this would not occur to me. But that is what gives the communists such an advantage, and what we have to be vigilant about, and what we have to push back against. He never touches any power and thinks to himself, oh, that's nice. I should leave that alone. You know what? I've got this power and I just kind of think it would be wrong to abuse it. It would be wrong to use it. And you know why he thinks like that? Why he doesn't think like that, I should say? Why does he try to use every bit of power he has? Every single thing is about the cause. Because like we've talked about before, while the right is focused on individuals, the right loves to focus on individuals. This guy's on the radio. This guy's running for president. This guy's my senator. The communists are busy with a cause. The communists use every bit of power they have because the communists are trying to burn something down.
They live and work within systems, and those systems are so deeply rooted in patriarchy, in colonialism, in racism, in otherism. You know, the culture of misogyny has allowed men to act without consequence, and it becomes part of what we believe is normal. And that in order to make any change, we've literally got to be about the work of dismantling that traditional structure.
The communist has a cause. We do not. The freedom-loving people have not had a cause, I should say. I shouldn't say we do not. We have not embraced a cause. We have treated freedom as a laissez-faire, passive thing. When freedom is aggressive, as soon as a hostile agent towards your freedom is introduced into a society, freedom must go from being hands off to hands on. We are still playing the hands off game, and that's why we're getting eaten up. In the meantime, let's talk about Janet Yellen, actually along the same line. Then we'll get back to emails. Janet Yellen, I understand that she's a card-carrying Democrat. I realize that, but Janet Yellen is the Treasury Secretary. That is an official government position. And it's one of those government positions that really should be, I'm not naive, but it should be above and beyond any kind of politics. It's so critical what happens at the Treasury. But again, the communists would never dream of taking over a position like Treasury Secretary and being non-political? What's that? They wouldn't even recognize that.
The signature policy from the Trump years was the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, and it promised an investment boom, which really did not materialize. It gave huge tax breaks to corporations and to wealthy individuals, and it resulted in an enormous increase in the deficit and lowered tax revenues below historic norms. And I think it's responsible for many of the problems that we face now with our fiscal trajectory. And so that would concern me to leave all of that in place.
The Treasury Secretary just went on a long rant against Trump and his tax cuts and said that's what's responsible for the fiscal trajectory we're on. Also, she was asked about those grocery prices that have you crying in the dairy aisle. Here's what she said.
Secretary Yellen, have you been to the grocery store lately?
I sure have. I go every week.
It's sticker shock, isn't it? No. I just, when you look at...
You kind of, it was kind of drowned out by the reporter who couldn't stop talking, but Janet Yellen just hits her with a, no, sticker shock. Everything was great. What are you talking about? Again, she's not supposed to be some political hack, but she is, because the communist believes in using power. We have to be aware of that to fight back against it. All right, let's do some emails before we make fun of Atlanta. Not really in a mean way, because I love Atlanta. Atlanta gets a bad rap. I've had so much fun in Atlanta, but it is a little corrupt. It's a little dirty. Okay, let's be honest. It's not called the Dirty South for nothing. The Dirty South. We'll talk about the Dirty South in a moment. Before we talk about that, you know what isn't dirty? Chalk. Wife was making fun of me this morning because I made myself a little bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich for breakfast. Oh, I had bought a loaf of Texas toast, and those little daggone boys I have already eaten virtually all the Texas toast, but I found two pieces left, and I toasted them this morning, and I had a little bacon, egg, and cheese, a little mayo on there in your stupid face, Chris. And then, like I do every morning, I got up and walked over to the pantry, and she said, I'm going to get you chalk. I go get my male vitality stack from Chalk every single morning. I eat my breakfast and I wash down a male vitality stack with the water I have left. Do likewise, gentlemen. You will feel so good. Your body, your mind, your mood. Gosh, you don't realize how bad or low of a mood you're in all the time until you get that crap turned around. CHOQ.com or and use the promo code Jesse or call or text them. 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing in iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. In case any of this is confusing to you, let me explain it clearly.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
Speaking of politicians and locations, it's not that I ever want to celebrate or ever really would celebrate corruption. Using your position in the government in corrupt ways, it's a real, real, real ugly, evil thing. In many societies throughout history have punished government corruption worse than any other kind of punishment. In fact, people ask me how I'm going to set up the Republic of Jesse once I start my own country. And of course, I'll be the dictator for a while until everything worked out. You should know that the punishment for government officials will be something they will fear. You won't want to work in government very long for just for the chance you might get caught doing something bad. Government people in our country don't face any problems. The government people should face the worst problems. So that said, though, there are certain places in the country where political corruption and certain kinds of corruption, they just kind of fit with that part of the country because they're all we've ever known. Honestly, Bob Menendez, how many times have we laughed about Bob Menendez? Bob Menendez is the senator from New Jersey, and it's not like the current scandal he's in is the first scandal he's been in. Bob Menendez was busted. People have forgotten about this years ago, taking private jet trips to the Dominican Republic where he was enjoying allegedly underage Dominican. It was a bad story, okay? I'm going to stop because it's a family show. But it's not like there was no evidence. I've watched one of these women give her testimony on camera. And yet Bob Menendez is still in the Senate. And then he gets busted with gold bars that were part of an Egyptian bank heist
were found in Bob Menendez's possession. He had suit jackets hanging in his closet with envelopes of cash. And yeah, it's bad and it's terrible, but tell me that's not New Jersey. Tell me that's not New Jersey. That's Jersey. And I like Jersey, you know. I get along with Jersey people because they're so rude like me. That's Jersey. Louisiana, very similar.
Louisiana is kind of the southern version of Chicago or New Jersey. The political corruption in Louisiana, it's staggering.
It's absolutely staggering how many of those people end up going to prison. I don't understand the history of why, but Louisiana dwarfs all the states around it in political corruption. It's just a place where politicians get paid off and go to prison. That's what happens in Louisiana. Yeah, that's right, Chris. Talk about the swamp. That's right.
And then there's Atlanta. Now, I've spent a bit of time in Georgia, quite a bit of time. When I was a kid, remember, we lived in Ohio, and we didn't fly places for vacation. We would either drive to Myrtle Beach, or occasionally we would drive down into Georgia. So I know Georgia, and I am a Georgia freak. I love Georgia. If I ever got super rich, I would buy a place in Georgia. That's how much I love that state. I just love the state. I love the people. I love Georgia. Atlanta has a dreadful reputation. A dreadful reputation. But I have had some great times in Atlanta, especially the Atlanta suburbs. But reputations are what they are for a reason. Atlanta, at least the city proper, it's a really dirty place. I don't mean the cleanliness of the sidewalks either. The politicians are bad. It's like they fish these gangsters straight out of the ghetto and they throw them into office. I'm about to play for you the audio of a judge. Her name's Christina Peterson. She gets arrested at a nightclub. That alone might be the most Atlanta thing ever. And here's how she handled it.
Ma'am, take me where you want to take me.
I can't take
you.
No,
take me.
Identification.
And I don't care. You don't need identification. You have locked people up. And you have picked up dead bodies when you don't know who bodies it was, ma'am. But you picked them up.
Ma'am.
Take me.
I need to remind you, this is a judge.
Where you need to take me?
I'm trying to.
No, take me where you need to take me immediately, expeditiously.
You're preventing
take
that.
Me. I could give take me where you want
to
take me.
So how do you want me to take you somewhere
now,
expeditiously?
Now, take me where you want to take me. I pray for you.
Ma'am, I need your first name and last name.
I love the I'll pray for you. That's so vicious.
Sir, listen to me.
So I can book you in so you can go on with your day. So you can go on with your day.
Sir, the last person that ever tried me like this died 30 days later. I pray for you.
I'll let her keep going. Hate for something to happen to you.
And I pray for you. My God.
I'm trying to book you in.
My God.
So you can
right
go.
Right now, in Jesus' name, I pray.
Chill out.
Lord, I pray.
I'm trying to book you in.
He's a woman abuser, Lord. He don't understand, Lord. And if he feels this is a mockery, Lord, please let him understand.
Oh, ma'am, I'm trying to get
please
you booked
let him
in
understand.
So you can go
Lord,
home.
Lord, he doesn't understand what this is. He doesn't understand the spirit of God.
Have you ever heard a more Atlanta arrest than that? That's got to go. If there's a City of Atlanta Hall of Fame, that audio, there's video that makes it. That video has to be hanging in the Atlanta Hall of Fame. Gosh, that cop. He's got the patience of Job. Anyway, we'll move on and talk about some emails. Let's talk about our dogs first. Our dogs, you see, we need nutrition. I do, you do. How many times do I talk to you about the natural herbal supplements I take? Why do I take them? Because my body needs things. Well, your dog is a living, breathing thing just like you are. Your dog needs vitamins and minerals and probiotics and omega oils, and your dog gets none of that from dog food. That's why your dog's breath reeks. That's why his coat is dull. That's why he lays around super lethargic all day, no energy. How much energy would you have if you never got nutrition? Dog food is dead. It's just empty calories. So start pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food and let your dog come alive. all the vitamins, minerals, and probiotics. And it's a natural herbal supplement. It's natural. It's not drugs or anything like that. It's everything your dog needs. You will see physical benefits. And your dog will live longer. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I can't stop laughing about that judge audio of the Atlanta judge. And actually, Chris and I were just talking during the break about this. And I know we have a bunch of cops and state troopers who listen to the show. So please email in. I actually have a question. I have a legitimate question. You cops and former cops. This is a good question, Chris. I have a question. So I'm going to put this in the nicest possible way, because I know we have women and kids listening, and I get that. But you know how, let's say you ate some bad food, or maybe you ate something you were allergic to. You know how every now and then you've got to go? All right? You've really got to go. You have to get to the bathroom now. Let's say you're driving home, and let's just say nature begins calling. And you find yourself in pain and in trouble. You are clenched up, you're sweating, and you're obviously speeding a little. This has happened to everybody. Don't play innocent. Don't play dumb. Don't act like this is just me. This has happened to everybody. Let's just say you're speeding up a little, because it's really, really important for the upholstery that you get home quickly. Cop swings in behind you, woo, lights you up because you're going too fast. If you pull over, which you should do, please obey traffic laws. Just do what the cop says and just do what you're told. But if you pull over and he walks up to the car and you put down the window And you don't have any warrants out for your arrest and whatnot. How's he going to respond if you just lay it out there for him, honestly? Officer, I am sorry I was speeding. I know I was speeding. But you need to let me get home now. Right now. Or I'm about to have a problem. I'm about to have a big, big problem. And it's going to involve steam cleaning. I need you to let me go now. I've never done this. I've never run into this situation, but I'm sure it has happened. How does a cop respond to that? Does he assume you're lying? What if then you, what if you prove to him you're not lying? I don't know how this works. All I know is I have questions. That's it. So all you cops listening right now, fire me an email. And anyone else who wants to fire me an email is fine. Love, hate, death threats, whatever you want to send us. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear Oracle, is it just me, or are the people that went all in on power and massive lies are now changing their tune to try to avoid any kind of serious investigation or charges because they see the writing on the wall? Take, for example, Andrew Cuomo saying the Trump trial was political just to cover his butt. Your thoughts? He said, I'm disappointed to hear you only eat six dogs on the fourth. You can do better. His name is Rob. Okay, so what's he referencing? Andrew Cuomo came out recently. I think it was on Bill Maher's show. And he said, hey, Trump shouldn't have been prosecuted. It was only done because he's running for president. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. And, hey, what's he doing? Is he trying to save his reputation? He's been on TV doing a bunch of interviews saying things like, hey, I didn't have any ability to enforce telling businesses to shut down. They did that on their own. You're seeing a lot of that. Fauci's even doing it with this tour. Hey, I didn't know. Nobody knew. They're mad at me when no one knew. We all make mistakes, kind of a thing. Well, what they're doing is evil and it's wrong. But what they're doing is a very human nature thing. And if you're being honest, you've either done it or you've experienced it in your personal life. I will tell you, I have done it before. Fight with the wife kicks off. And let's just say I realize really early on, maybe even right away, it's my fault. She asked me, hey, will you set a package out front? We're leaving. My friend Tina has to come by and pick it up. She tells me. I tell her I will. I completely space it. Tina comes by. No package. Everything's ruined. I get home. Hey, why didn't you set out the package for Tina? Now, immediately, I know I'm wrong. I know I'm the bad guy. But I also know this. There's a chance I can get out of this without having to own all the blame and accountability. And now this is wrong, what I'm about to say, but it is a human nature thing. So, maybe I fight back. Maybe she'll get loud. Maybe I'll get loud too. Maybe we'll have ourselves a nice little fight. Nice little argument right there. You suck. No, you suck. And we don't say that, but you understand what I mean. And then maybe at the end of it, maybe at the end of that big struggle, maybe we come together at the end and say, hey, look, you were wrong and I was wrong. We both said some things we didn't like. Hey, let's just let this thing go, shall we? Well, how's that right? I was the one in the wrong. I was the one directly responsible for all of it. Yet, I fought long enough. I dragged it out long enough that eventually, you know what? Fine. Let's just agree. We're both at fault. Let's let it go and be done with it. It's a very human nature thing. You've either experienced it or you've done it yourself if you're being honest. Now, that's what you're going to see for years. This isn't just a recent thing. This is something that is going to be taking place for years. The most despicable COVID tyrants, all of them, Republican and Democrat. At first, they were all so bold about it. No, this is the right thing to do. I'm the science. No, we did everything perfectly. No, it's right. The vaccine's perfect. We saved millions of lives. And then it's turning into now what you're seeing of, well, I mean, look, it was a scary time. It was just kind of confusing. Nobody knew. I didn't know. You didn't know. We didn't know. Hey, we didn't know. And it's even turning into, hey, I didn't even have the authority to enforce that rule. What? And as we get more and more information about all the people who've been injured and harmed by that poisonous shot that people try to force on others, you're going to get a lot of this. And this is bad, and it's wrong, and it's why I called forever for a reckoning. Because without a reckoning, without these tyrants getting arrested, going on public trial, being held accountable for what they did, we will never, ever, 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 ever be able to dissuade the next group of tyrants from doing it again. As I said many times before, how many lockdown politicians lost their job after lockdowns? How many? One in the entire country. One. From New York to LA and everywhere in between, including red states like Texas, our government officials became tyrants. Absolute tyrants. Wear this. Who the heck do you think you are? Oh, close your business. Excuse me? You don't run my business. You're not in charge of me. You don't get to tell me when to close it. In Texas, our Republican governor was telling businesses how many people specifically they were allowed to have in their restaurant. Who in the world do you think you are? Some feudal lord? They sent a SWAT team after some place. I think it was in Midland, Texas. It was a bar that opened it up and started serving beers. They sent a bunch of tubby cops over there with an armored vehicle to arrest a bar owner. And they were all reelected. And so we are the ones who've given these people a license to abuse us again and abuse us the next time. And you want to know how they're going to do it? I've got a big scary one for you. Do you hear the latest from the U.S. Surgeon General? I've got audio to pair with this one. Buckle up for this. Now, something else you should do to get ready for this, because this might get a little uncomfortable when you think about this being the Surgeon General. So I want you to do something. Whatever you're wearing on your feet right now, I want you to go put your MyPillow sandals on. All right. And I know you already have some, because you're not some fool who would just neglect a $25 extravaganza sale, which is going on right now at MyPillow. So you've already picked out and received your MyPillow sandals, right? They're $25 right now, selling out faster than you can imagine. Anyway, go put those sandals on, because you're going to need the comfort and security those sandals provide when you hear what the Surgeon General is doing. And while you're buying your sandals, if you've been neglectful and haven't bought them already, get some other swag while it's $25. Two-pack of multi-use MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and so much more. You have to go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square and use the promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. Go, get yourself some stuff. We'll hear from the U.S. Surgeon General next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. What do you mean acoustic sucks? I need to explain. You podcast listeners won't get this, but Chris was just playing Nothing Else Matters, that great Metallica jam, on the way back in. And I was explaining last night, I was hanging with my buddy Luis, and he pulled up a purely acoustic version of it. There aren't any vocals, but some band called Drainers, like Drano, but Drainers, they do an acoustic version. It's just instruments. And you just said acoustic sucks. What are you talking about? If you're in a restaurant and it's music night on a Friday, and it's one dude with an acoustic guitar, that's as good as it gets. What's wrong with you? What's your problem, Chris? All acoustic music is garbage? You're garbage, Chris. That's a bunch of crap. Anyway, let's talk about the U.S. Surgeon General. Speaking of a reckoning and tyranny, remember what they did? Remember all the things they did? And do you remember, more importantly, for the purpose of our next conversation, do you remember the justification for all of it? How do you justify that? How do you justify 15 days to slow the spread? How do you justify the U.S. government telling people not to go to work? How do you justify making people wear a mask? Sometimes two. How do you justify coming up with an experimental shot and telling people they should be fired if they don't take it? A shot you haven't even tested. What was the justification? What did they say over and over and over again? What was all this for? The lockdowns, the social distancing, what was it all for? What justified all of that tyranny? It was the public health. The public health, you see? Oh, we have, it's the public health. I'm a public health doctor. I do public health. Wear your mask. It's for the public health. Take that shot. It's for the public health. Just lose your job. It's for the public health. Lose your small business. Public health. Aiden, Jaden, and Braden can't read anymore or see their friends. Of course, it's for the public health. You can't bury your dad. He died in the hospital. You got to say goodbye to him on FaceTime on your phone. Of course, for the public health. The public health. The public health. Well, here's a doozy of a headline. I've got the audio to back it up. U.S. Surgeon General declares firearm violence a public health crisis in a landmark announcement. Oh, I've got the audio.
Today, for the first time in the history of our office, I am issuing a Surgeon General's advisory on firearm violence. It outlines the urgent threat firearm violence poses to the health and well-being of our country. 54% of adults in America report that they or a family member have experienced a firearm-related incident, whether they've been personally threatened with or injured by a firearm, lost a family member, witnessed a shooting, or shot a firearm in self-defense. Black individuals endure the highest rates of firearm homicides, while suicide rates are highest among veterans. What is especially devastating is how this has affected our children. Firearm violence has become the number one cause of death among children and adolescents. As a father, I know a parent's worst nightmare is to lose a child, to feel like you can't protect your child from harm. Firearm violence is a public health crisis. Our failure to address it is a moral crisis. To protect the health and well-being of Americans, especially our children, we must now act with the clarity, courage, and urgency that this moment demands.
Their plan was always to use public health in one way or the other. They're going to use it for all the climate garbage, too. Well, it's for the public health. Oh, you see that? We just had a flood. Turn in your car. It's for the public health. We're destroying all the cattle in this country. Meat prices through the roof. Why? It's the public health. Hey, we're going to have to... We're with the ATF. We need to confiscate your guns. We've determined your guns are a public health emergency. You see, once again, we missed the boat on something critical. And if you were listening back at the beginning of COVID, you remember how clear I was on this at the very beginning of it. The very concept of public health is not something you should ever accept at all. There's no such thing as the public health. There's your health, my health, the health of our families. The second you accept the idea of this collective public health, then what you do is you give government people the authority to address public health in whatever way they see fit. The second you say, government, you have the power of life and death. You have the power of health. What you say will determine what keeps us healthy or not. So you do what you want. The second you accept that, you're already done. Period. Already done. All right. We still have so much more. Jesse, oh great omnipotent oracle, to limit the man worshiping, I'm going to use you. My beloved Tractor Supply store has gone full commie. How is it that a company whose customer base is almost entirely conservative would feel comfortable doing this? Their CEO, Hal Lawton, is behind it all. We need to spread the message and make them suffer. Okay, this has been in the news. Tractor Supply. If you are anyone in a rural area, you most likely know of or probably use Tractor Supply. Well, the company Tractor Supply, the guy correctly says most of their customers are on the right, have gone full demonic commie. Full DEI, full everything. And yes, you should stop spending your money at Tractor Supply. There's no question about that. Remember, put your money where your morals are. The reason you haven't seen as much Pride Month stuff from corporations this year, it's because of you. Because you finally, and I finally started putting our money where our morals are, and these companies started to feel the wrath of us when they started doing that. So don't spend money at Tractor Supply. If you can, don't spend money in that garbage company. Let them feel pain, real pain, all right? But back to the guy's point, how can this happen? It's not who their customers are. How in the world, how could this happen to a company like Tractor Supply? Surely they know. Let's talk about the how. Next.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.